cattle prices climbed higher last week, the European Parliament approved the agreement that supports U.S. beef exports into that region. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Eshmal. Howdy doll, this is Wes Eshmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 2nd of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade last week was mainly $2 to $3 higher on a live basis at $118 a hundredweight in Kansas, $118 to $120 in Nebraska, and at $117 to $118 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was $3 higher at $187. Cattle futures softened Friday amid light holiday trade and month-end positioning. Other than unchanged to a dime higher in the last three contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 28 cents lower. Week to week, though, other than unchanged in spot D's, live cattle futures closed an average of $2.36 higher. In his early week market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, noted that if the annual average feedlot inventory, that's the 12-month moving average, hasn't peaked already, it should soon. Wholesale beef values continued to decline seasonally last week, but much less steeply than in recent weeks. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value was 45 cents lower Friday afternoon at $232.12 a hundredweight, while select was 98 cents lower at $210.34. The average dress steer weight for cattle harvested the week of November 16th, the most recent available, was 912 pounds, according to USDA's weekly actual slaughter under federal inspection report. That was 4 pounds heavier than the previous week and 12 pounds heavier than the previous year. The average dressed heifer weight of 841 pounds was 2 pounds heavier than the prior week and 5 pounds heavier than the previous year. Analysts with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service explain large supplies of red meat are prevalent in the marketplace, with total weekly meat production and weekly hog slaughter setting new records for that same week. There were just 84,600 head of calves and feeder cattle offered at auction, direct and via video or internet sales last week, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, so no national trend. There's optimism heading into the new week, though, that includes higher cash-fed cattle trade, as well as the fact that Tyson should begin resuming operations at its Kansas plant. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 53 cents lower on Friday, across a range of 15 cents lower at the back of the board to $1.05 lower in spot Jan. Week to week, however, they are an average of $3.79 higher, basically erasing losses from the previous week and buoyed by the 2% fewer October placements in the cattle on feed report. Those ongoing gains in cash-fed cattle prices also provided support. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday amid holiday shortened trade and likely month-end profit-taking and book squaring. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 112 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 12 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 39 points. The European Parliament approved the previously announced plan granting the United States a country-specific share of the European Union's duty-free, high-quality beef quota, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Specifically, the United States will be able to nearly triple its annual duty-free exports of beef to the EU over the next 7 years, with annual duty-free exports expected to grow from $150 million to $420 million when the agreement is fully implemented. According to a statement from USMEF, approval by the European Parliament keeps the agreement on track for implementation in early 2020, which is outstanding news for the U.S. beef industry and for U.S. customers in Europe. That statement goes on to say that the lack of capacity in the duty-free quota has been a source of frustration on both sides of the Atlantic, and a U.S.-specific share of the quota will help ensure that U.S. beef can enter the European market 52 weeks per year without delay or interruption. By the way, the EU is one of the world's highest value destinations for U.S. beef. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 2nd of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.